The Pod Breed Network is strictly for the small podcasts that are up and coming in the vast world of podcasting. Pod Breed is made up of many diverse podcasts coming together to achieve the same goal of being the best damn podcast network on the planet. Find out more at podbreed.com.
There are over 2 million podcasts, but how many of those can massage the mind, elevate the senses, take you to another plateau? Allow me to introduce you to Drea's Point of View, the 10-minute or less podcast that brings you observations and experiences from her perspective.
So when did airplanes and airports become battle zones to travel? Every week, every other day, I'm seeing some argument, some fight, and it's pretty scary. And it's very interesting considering, of all places, you want to start a fight where you agree to travel and wear your mask and act a certain way, you choose not to. I don't know. What is really going on? Welcome to Drea's Point of View. I am your hostess, Drea, and you are hearing me outside of my regular days because I am doing a trial run for the week to see if I can provide you with unscripted material for a week. I know some of my podcasters that I listen to do so, and I thought I'd try it as well. Feel free to follow me on IG and Meta at Drea's Point of View and on Twitter at Drea Point. So yeah, I'm hearing it much too often and it's scary. Excuse my voice because still a little bit under the weather. I pre-recorded my episode, so by the time it comes out, I should be perfectly fine. But yeah, do people come to the airport ready to fight? I'm not going to put it all on the alcohol because there's always been alcohol. But I guess the masks is making everyone crazy. But I don't see it everywhere else. I don't see a fight breaking out. I don't see a fight breaking out in the post office or a concert. It's always an airport and an airplane. Why would you, knowing that you could get arrested, knowing that you could get banned from travel, and then I read that they're talking about anyone who was part of pre-check, taking that away. That would bother me the most, something that I already paid for, and you're revoking those privileges. I travel often, so it's disturbing to see. I have not seen it yet. I haven't seen anything crazy. Shouldn't say yet, so I hope not to, but I'm always getting a video. I'm always seeing something online, and it's very, very disturbing. You know, I get the whole mask thing. No one wants to wear it, but you did agree to do so. You checked boxes and agreed to do so. But it's a little deeper than that. I mean, the world is just a crazy place. I get it. There's so much going on. So much going on that you can't control. And, you know, you've got anxiety and mental health takes a part. But it's really just getting out of hand. It's like, it's not even safe anymore to travel and enjoy yourself. You know, flying is a luxury. I know so many people who have not flown. And this wouldn't make me want to fly, to be honest. If I've never flown before, I don't think I would want to. I would try another option. I guess the Greyhound? I don't know. I wonder what's going on over there. You don't see anything going on Greyhound. You're already on the ground. Why wouldn't you start anything there? No, you wait to spend hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars on a plane ticket and delay a flight, disrupt a flight, possibly get arrested, and have your travel privileges revoked. And even then, I believe they're only revoked throughout COVID. I hope that's not true. They're only revoked throughout COVID and on that certain airline, if I'm not mistaken. So not all airlines. So it's like a temporary punishment. It's not even worth it. It's like people are, grown people are fighting like children. I don't understand it. And I really, really wish it would cease. Just wondering. I don't know. That's just something that has been on my mind. What is going on? And I'm wondering if, but looking at a lot of them, it doesn't look as if alcohol is involved. It's just people just losing it. Everybody's, I mean, things are tough right now. You know, you got shortages everywhere you look, and some people still aren't working, and some people have lost loved ones. And but you're on a plane. Surely you, I know people travel for different reasons. Some people don't want to do it. They have to. Some people do it for work. Some people are just trying to get away. But, you know, the majority of people just want to get from A to B in peace. And I'm one of those people. So please do not come to the airport starting anything. Let people enjoy their travel experience. Please act accordingly. Wear your mask and act accordingly. There will be no quote after this, but I would like you to leave a review or buy me a coffee. You can go to my website. Catch up on all my episodes, www.thedreaspointofview.com. My regular episodes come out on Sundays and Wednesdays. This has been Drea's Point of View, and I thank you so much for listening.
Now it's your turn. Subscribe to Drea's Point of View and leave a review on your favorite platform. Make sure you tune in every Sunday and Wednesday as Drea continues to bring you her point of view.